ABC News reporter says Kirk assassin messages confessing to murder were touching. By Elizabeth Weibel on September 16, 2025. ABC News correspondent Matt Gutman described text messages between alleged Charlie Kirk assassin Tyler Robinson and his transgender roommate about the alleged murder weapon as very touching. Gutman's comments came after Utah County District Attorney Jeff Gray announced on Tuesday that the alleged Kirk assassin was charged with 7 counts including aggravated murder, felony discharge of a firearm, obstruction of justice, and witness tampering, among others. Gray also announced that he was filing a notice of intent to seek the death penalty against Robinson. After Gray's announcement, Gutman noted that the text messages between Robinson and his roommate stood out to him. I don't know if we have seen an alleged murder with such specific text messages about the alleged murder weapon, where it was hidden, how it was placed, what was on it. But also, it was very touching, in a way that I think many of us didn't expect. Gutman explained, adding that it was a very intimate portrait into the relationship between Robinson and his roommate, who is in the process of transitioning from male to female. Gutman continued to point out that in the text messages, Robinson repeatedly called his roommate my love and told him that he wanted to protect him. So, it was this duality of someone who, the attorney said, not only jeopardized the life of Charlie Kirk in the crowd, but was doing it in front of children, which is one of the aggravating circumstances of this case. And on the other hand, he was speaking so lovingly about his partner, Gutman continued. Breitbart News's AWR Hawkins reported that Robinson had left a note for his roommate, admitting that he had shot Kirk, and stating that he had enough of his hatred. Part of the note says, Robinson, drop what you're doing, look under my keyboard. Roommate, you are joking, right? Robinson, I am still okay, my love. Shouldn't be long until I can come home, but I gotta grab my rifle still. To be honest, I had hoped to keep this secret till I died of old age. I am sorry to involve you. Roommate, you weren't the one who did it, right? Robinson, I'm sorry. When asked by his roommate why he did it, Robinson reportedly said he had enough of his hatred, and added that some hate can't be negotiated out. Why did I do it? I had enough of his hatred. Some hate can't be negotiated out. If I am able to grab my rifle on scene, I will have left no evidence. Going to attempt to retrieve it again. Hopefully they have moved on. I haven't seen anything about them finding it, Robinson said in the note. Gutman also expressed that, while it was heartbreaking on so many levels, there was this duality of a portrait of a very human person. Obviously, Charlie Kirk was murdered brutally in front of a crowd of thousands of people who watched him being shot through the neck and essentially bleed out in front of them, Gutman said. And, I think one of the things that the attorney here made a very fine point about is that a lot of these charges, 7 charges, were aggravated because children were present. Children witnessed this, children were put in harm's way. On the other hand, there is this duality of a portrait of a very human person, a very human experience from this entire family, Gutman continued. Kirk, the founder of Turning Point USA, was fatally shot in the neck while taking part in a Q&A with students at Utah Valley University on Wednesday.